Anyone who listens to me on the radio or reads my stuff at JP Attitude knows I have a low opinion of Democrats. They're crooks and their political philosophy is immoral. One of my early columns made a case for the Democrat Party being sued under the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organization Act, RICO, and I still think that's a good idea. I hope the Koch brothers are paying attention. All we need is someone with deep pockets to hire the lawyers. In my not-so-humble opinion, if you vote for Democrats, you either hate America or you're stupid, and I don't buy the excuses. They say radical leftists took over the Democrat Party and ruined it. Baloney. Democrats have always been this way, bent, from the beginning. The first Democrat president was Andrew Jackson, the guy who rounded up Native Americans and evicted them to Oklahoma, an infamous travesty of justice called the Trail of Tears. These people, many of whom died along the way, were called the Five Civilized Tribes because they had such good relations with European settlers. They had adopted many European customs. In fact, there was so much intermarriage it was sometimes hard to tell the difference between natives and settlers. Nevertheless, they were rounded up by federal troops, removed from their homes, and marched to Oklahoma. You can bet Democrats were feasting on the vacant land after they were gone. That was the 1830s, and the modus operandi of the Democrat Party was set: racism and ethnic hypersensitivity augmented by government tyranny. When the first Republican president was elected, that would be Abraham Lincoln, the guy who ended slavery, Democrats were so worried about losing their slaves they seceded from the Union and started the Civil War. Then after the war, they started a vicious little club called the Ku Klux Klan to stop Republicans from getting elected to public office. Contrary to what kids are taught in our public schools, the KKK didn't care who they lynched as long as they were Republican. Violence and racism were Democrat hallmarks from Andrew Jackson in the 1830s right up through 1964, when Democrats like Al Gore Sr. and Robert Byrd, a former exalted cyclops in the Ku Klux Klan, filibustered the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Republicans, consistently since Abraham Lincoln, fought for and favored every piece of civil rights legislation, including the 1964 Act. Nothing has changed in that regard. You wouldn't know it from reading newspapers or watching MSNBC, but nothing has changed. Lyndon Johnson cynically managed to grab for Democrats all the credit for the 1964 Civil Rights Act, even though it's exactly the opposite of the truth. But there's a concomitant price to be paid for unrelenting adherence to evil, and it's starting to show up as overall moral disintegration. Although politicians in general have a tendency toward dishonesty and abuse of public funds, even Republicans, Democrats seem to be sinking into outright perversion. That's what comes from 180 years of dancing with the devil. Last week, a well-known liberal Huffington Post columnist was in court defending years of sexual intercourse with his daughter by claiming whatever he does with his daughter in private is his business, no different than what homosexuals do in their bedrooms. Leave me alone is his argument. His name is David Epstein, and he's not the only left-wing pervert. He's not even the only one named Epstein. There's another one down in Florida, Democrat activist and donor Jeffrey Epstein, who apparently spent years luring young boys to his Palm Beach mansion for sex, but still has Democrats lined up wanting his support. Over in New York, it looks like Anthony Weiner has decided to run for mayor. He's the guy who tweeted pictures of his sexual organ to underage girls while he was a U.S. congressman. Unbelievably, he did this from his office in the Capitol building when he was supposed to be taking care of the nation's business. He'll fit right into the New York political scene because that's where former Governor Eliot Spitzer was caught hiring prostitutes in hotel rooms paid for by campaign funds. That's what they call soliciting votes one at a time. At least Barney Frank finally retired. Spitzer may have hired prostitutes, but Barney actually had a gay brothel operating out of his home, also while he was a U.S. congressman. Hey, who doesn't like having a second source of income? Just when you think it can't get worse, that liberals can't sink any further, it does get worse. 2 weeks ago, down in Florida, Republicans wanted to pass legislation protecting babies born alive during attempted abortions, and Democrats brought in a Planned Parenthood official to argue against it. Her name is Elisa Snow, and she argued that even after a baby is alive and breathing, the mother should be able to decide whether the baby lives or dies. Right there in public, during official testimony to an elected legislative body, she argued for the right to kill human babies. I'm no prophet. I can't tell you what God is thinking, but at the very least, he must be wincing. That's today's dose of common sense.